No, we just rested him as a precaution. We think he's going to be okay, but just wanted to make sure that we didn't, you know, put any undue stress on it today.
Do you have somebody on standby in case he's not better tomorrow?
Yes, we have a backup plan.
How about Justin Gilbert? We saw him out there.
Yeah, today was he just got cleared by the independent this morning. So. There's a chance, yeah.
Did you say you said in the past that you're either in the concussion or?
Yeah, usually what we do with the first day the guy's back, and it's more from a conditioning standpoint. We'll list him as limited, and then this late in the week, just with the way the plan's built, he wasn't going to get a lot of reps anyway. So, no, but it's good to. To get him back full now.
I take it Joe came through practice fine?
Joe Thomas, yes.
Mike, I was talking to Schwartz yesterday about Gary Barnage. You know, we've talked about what he does on and off the field, but have you ever done any of the off-the-field stuff with him, the movies or any of that? Have you seen him in that environment?
No, we talk about movies a lot because every once in a while he'll wear, you know, obscure reference movie T-shirts. I'll, you know, I've tried to figure out a few of them, but no, he's doing something with Star Wars too. We've talked about that. No, the camp stuff is intriguing. That's just trying to figure out, you know, schedule wise and. You know, getting the right shots that you need to go to some of the places that he's been. But
he seems like the most doubter guy. I mean, I don't know very well, but like I asked him what he did when he got the contract, and he said nothing. Like no celebration, no. I mean, is that just how he is every day when you're on him?
Yeah, he is, and that's there are a lot of guys like that on this roster that down to earth, humble. But no, Gary's. Gary's a good example.
Hey Mike, for that backup plan for Coons, did you guys like work some kickers out to determine who the backup plan would be, or how's that work?
Yeah, that's part of the plan. We also have Austin Davis, who's an outstanding kicker. No, I'm serious. Outstanding. Yeah. He knocked through 45 yarders like they're like nothing. Like he's an outstanding kicker. So if something happened in game, Austin would likely kick.
How long have you known that about?
Well, we do a guest kicker during practice and pick random guys to do it. I made the mistake one day of picking Austin, and he banged him through like it was nothing. So I mean he's done it before, not at this level obviously, but he's. He's very good.
When did you work those guys out? Was that today or
today?
I'm probably not too big to hear about this, but would you take this emergency guy on the flight with you?
Yeah, potentially. I mean, we'll get. I got to go in and see Joe and just see where he is with Travis, how Travis feels. So, if it's one where there's a definite chance he could, you know, wake up and not feel good, then we can go ahead and have that contingency in place. If it's a situation where, hey, we feel good, he's going to try to go, then likely we'd have to have that the replacement be on the roster.
Did he slip during practice or something?
I'm not sure if there was one kick that aggravated it. Here it is, a rookie late in the year. He's had his same routine. I don't just know whether the volume caught up with him or whether it was one where he did just have one where it affected him.
Mike, is Gaines going to go for you guys again, the other corner?
Yeah, Gaines will play. Gaines, he's done some good things. He practices hard. I mean, he works at his craft, asks the right questions, and he's, I mean, he's got that gunslinger's mentality. He's a confident guy, and if he gets beat, he comes right back and not afraid to challenge you again.